on the 22nd of this month in Sierra Leonean waters. A Chinese flag vessel, the NV Shanghai, was forcefully boarded by pirates. They then took the vessels out of Sierra Leonean water. It is currently in Liberian water, but upon the incident, our Sierra Leonean counterparts contacted us, so our regional maritime rescue center took seize of the matter. And as I speak to you, there is an ongoing operation by the Liberian Coast Guard. They have already boarded the vessel and are carrying out an operation to secure the vessel and arrest the pirates.
You say pirates. Are you in touch with anyone on the vessel?
Already, officers of the military, the Liberian Coast Guard, have boarded the vessel in an operation. There has been exchange of gunfire. The Coast Guard managed to get on board the vessel. We have one of the pirates in custody currently, but it is still an ongoing operation as I speak to you. The Coast Guard is trying to totally secure the vessel and release the hostages.
Is this vessel flying Liberian flag?
No, it is a Chinese flag vessel. It is also Chinese owned. But under our responsibility as a flag and coastal state, we are under obligation to intervene in this matter, because piracy in the Gulf of Guinea has become a very critical issue. In fact, this incident is the second in a few weeks in Sierra Leone. There was a previous one that happened much earlier, and then this incident with the NV Shanghai. So we cooperate along the coast within the Gulf of Guinea under several maritime agreements and architectures. So Liberia has a responsibility to intervene in any matter of piracy, particularly in our territorial waters. So the intervention by the Liberia Coast Guard is well within the ambit of the laws of the sea, and we are trying to save and prevent criminal activity on the seas.
Any identification in terms of the nationality of the so-called pirates?
Well, once we complete the operation, then we'll do identification. But what I can tell you is that the crew on board are all Chinese. We are in touch with the government of the People's Republic of China. And also the French Navy has a frigate that is patrolling the Gulf of Guinea. They provided support to the Coast Guard. So it's a joint operation because we have a regional center for us to coordinate activities. I just want to say that we are pleased that the Coast Guard have managed to board the vessel. And once the operation is complete, we believe all the crew will be safe and secure. So far, there has been no casualty, but there was exchange of gunfire on the vessel, which is currently located about 10 nautical miles off the coast of Cape Monserrate.